Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Once again, we have yet another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Today's topic is about bliss. We're going to talk about bliss and how to create it in your life, and a very important process, a biological process that I use to create bliss on a concurrent basis. We're going to also talk about reasons why we don't have bliss, or what happens, why we hold it back or prevent it in our lives. A lot of people, of course, breathe all the time, and some of us don't. Many of us hold our breath. Did you know that astrologically speaking, depending what you have in your chart, as far as being scared or frightened or nervous, will have a lot to do with whether you breathe, how you breathe, if you breathe, whether you breathe deep or not, and what you are thinking when you are breathing. And a lot of this has to do with your attitude, your emotional state, your current stability emotionally and psychologically, and also your overall happiness factors. Let's take a check at some of these astrological energies we're being aware of. Aries factor people usually breathe pretty well. If you have any Aries planets or first house planets, it makes for lots of energy and lots of deep breaths. Okay, same with Taurus. Taurus is a deep breathing sign. When we take a look at some signs that are very nervous, we start with Gemini factor people. We go into Cancer factor people who are emotionally extremely sensitive. And sometimes when you are meek or shy or introvert, not only are you afraid to express yourself, not only are you afraid to assert yourself, but sometimes you forget to breathe. And if you wonder why you get dizzy or you get weak or you get tired or you get irritable or stressed out or are depressed or frightened, then usually it's because there's not enough oxygen in your body. I do find oxygen not only to be a natural high, but what we are not aware of, many of us, is when you do go into deep breathing cycles, especially if you're into rebirthing like I've been into, you become totally aware that the essence of God, the energy of God that allows us to energize and experience life, is in the air. It is called prana. You know, much more than hydrogen to oxygen, there's also a pranic force or a life essence or a God essence in the air, which is made of blissful energy, okay? And it's very, very important that we understand and recognize this. Let's take a further look astrologically at some of the elements here. Leo force energy can go either way. If you are a Leo or have Leo planets in your chart, then you normally, like me, would be someone that knows how to breathe. But if you have Aquarius, Taurus, or Scorpio stress, especially Scorpio stress, added to your Leo energy, it could shut you down and close you in. Okay, so Leo energy can be expressed in many different ways. It can be expressed either very explosively, enthusiastically, and exuberantly, or if shut down and made to feel small, then even Leos forget to breathe or don't breathe as deeply as they can. I like to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. It feels so good to remember, in case you are having a hard day, to keep breathing. It's like having an instant friend when you do remember to breathe. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Okay. The Virgo energy also forgets to breathe sometimes, or doesn't breathe deep enough, because it's so busy, it is so active working, it is so busy studying and analyzing, and oftentimes it can be removed from being focused on a situation, that the breathing cycle might not be as enhanced or as identified as necessary, okay? Libra energy is an important force, because Libra energy is a balancing force, so people with Libra force in their chart definitely need to breathe that much more to create the body balance, you know, like, especially when it's concerned with health, because each one of these astrological signs is affixed to a certain part of the body or a certain major portion of our health. Libra ruling the kidneys. Did you know that taking in that vital air and that prana helps cleanse the blood and helps aid to kidney functions and such? So breathing is very, very important. Now, the Scorpio energy, I would have to say, is the most intense in the zodiac. And if you have an afflicted Pluto or Scorpio planets or planets in the eighth house, then you guys are more guilty of not breathing than any other sign. And for this reason, people with Scorpio factor in their chart will sometimes be subject to either fainting or blacking out that much more easier than the rest of us. Okay, I wanted to make that clear to you because I have Scorpio in my chart, and at some very anxious times in my life, when doctors have told me I've had a few anxiety attacks, what I found happens is I stop breathing, I forget to breathe, and the blood leaves my brain, and suddenly you lose consciousness, and your astral body jumps out and says, I'm out of here. So if you are a person with Scorpio factor anywhere in your chart, Scorpio rising, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, or Sun, Moon, you know, with the exception of Saturn, then you might have more trouble keeping a normal, regular, deep, blissful breathing cycle. And this can actually not only aid to your overall health and well-being, but it can create emotional balance and emotional health in people dealing with Scorpio vibration that can be so intense, so extreme, and sometimes often depressed if they don't know how to breathe. Okay, Sagittarian energy people breathe the best. A lot of them are into sports, next to Aries force. They are also people that work out a lot and are active. They're moving, they travel, and I do find that there's a lot better regular breathing activity and deeper breathing if you have some Sagittarian factor or an enhanced Jupiter in your chart. A couple trines are sextiles on your Jupiter. Capricorn is another sign that usually breathes quite well because they're a very busy sign and they need lots of energy to keep going, and they are really not inhibited as far as taking the oxygen in. Same with Aquarius. That's a very, very powerful sign. You know, if a Gemini factor person is working well, Gemini moon, Gemini rising, then their breathing system will be running like an engine. Same with Aquarian people. They are very mental, they are very visual, they're very vocal, and they need a tremendous amount of energy, so we do find lots of deep breathing there. Next to Scorpio, Pisces factor people, Pisces moons, Pisces risings, Pisces Venus and Mars are people that also tend to hold their emotions in, also hold their feelings down, get too vulnerable, are sensitive, and for that reason hold their breath and not bring enough pranic energy into their lives. Now my system, my formula for what I call breathing bliss is reminding yourself to breathe a lot during the day. You know, normally we take about 16 breaths in every minute or so. What I prefer to do is breathe about 20 times a minute, you know, and increase that if possible. And like I say, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and also having a visual of knowing what you do take in is good or white or loving or blissful, and what goes out of your mouth or your nose is the negative energy in your body that you've been holding on to. Okay, so it's almost like taking in the power and then excreting the wastefulness of the energy inside of us. This is almost like a meditation, and that's why when I do meditate, I'm very aware of my breathing. I do breathe deep, and I also am aware of the energy coming in, the bliss that is coming in. Now, are you aware that if you could change your mindset to be like a Farley Malaris mindset, which is what I have, and if you are aware that every time you take a breath, that what you're taking in is love and bliss energy. In other words, if you could literally climax and have an orgasm off of breathing, then you're going to be in a place where I am, because I do enjoy life to such a point at this point in my life that I find it very, very high to have fresh air. That's why living in Los Angeles can be uncomfortable for a lot of us that are into spirit development and rebirthing and meditation and deep breathing techniques like that, because we lack some of the pure air that we need to function. That's why a lot of us go to the sea and to the mountains and even to the desert to get some of that hot air in order to revitalize ourselves. And sometimes we find our health failing or our attitude lacking or emotionally feeling down. When you're having a hard time or when you're having an emotional letdown in relationships or in career or problems with your family, the best thing I like to do, whether you know how to meditate or not, is to go find a quiet place, whether you're sitting kundalini or whether you're sitting or standing or reclining or whatever, and just visualize taking in the bliss and letting out the pain. In comes the bliss, out goes the stress. You know, in comes the bliss, out goes the stress. And you know, when I used to smoke cigarettes years ago when I couldn't handle my moon square Mercury or my Uranus in Gemini, and what I did was I took a straw and I cut the straw down, about cigarette size straw, and cut it down to cigarette length. And to stop smoking, what I would do would be suck on that straw and suck incredible amounts of air in so doing and literally hyperventilating, which I see nothing wrong with personally, right? Because it fills the bloodstream with oxygen and the body with prana, and it makes you very high also. And I actually substituted taking in tremendous amounts of air instead of the tar and nicotine. Eventually, you know, I haven't smoked a cigarette in about 9 years, so that worked. That definitely worked for sure. So I do recommend to people, definitely, if they want to be in a blissful state, to learn how to breathe. Now, a couple things I would like to remind you of. If you do have the water in your chart, Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio, or afflicted 4th, 8th, or 12th house planets, then be aware that sometimes you are not aware of your breath or your breathing cycle. Also, I want you to become more aware of your breathing cycle on a regular basis and try to catch yourself when you're either not breathing or when you're holding your breath. And there'll be certain times in your life when you'll become blatantly aware where suddenly you go, wow, I'm not, why am I not breathing right now? I'm holding my breath. And that would be the time when you might need to catch up and, you know, take a little bit extra air in, you know. And also, we do find, you know, and 100% important for this topic almost more than anything else, those of you that are getting into meditation and spiritual awareness and psychic awareness, and those of you that want to have better, improved chakra control, you need the prana in the air to do that. And those of you especially that aren't feeling good, that are under the weather, that have even dread diseases, breathing, I think, is the healthiest thing you can do, especially when you breathe in the light and the love and the bliss and let out, breathe out the pain and the blackness and the grayness and the horror and the agony. Of course, you want to put yourself in a very clean, pure oxygen environment in case you are not feeling good. Of course, I can't guarantee good health for everyone unless their attitude is in that direction, but at least I know that taking in that prana, the essence of God, the battery of the life force, which literally charges our souls inside of these bodies, is so important to actually evolving your soul, lifting your awareness, and overall creating a grounded, centering balance, body, mind, spirit, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and psychologically speaking, and physically also. The breath is very, very important. Now, I do find, you know, a lot of you during the day don't have the instance to meditate, but all of a sudden you will feel a down mood coming on, or some kind of negative vibration. And you know what some of these people do? They go out and they smoke a cigarette and they have a drink of coffee. You know, and that artificially recharges you or gives you a rush. You know, I have found that when I gave up smoking cigarettes, that instead of going and smoking, what I will do is find a quiet place and breathe. You know, and put myself into a breathing rhythm, an exercising breathing cycle, where I am breathing deep with my nose, or in with my nose and out with my mouth. And that way I am able to improve my overall attitude and lift up some of the oxygen content in my bloodstream to my brain, and also bring in that vital prana. You know, also many of you that are into healing, or if you experiment with channeling, or if you are teaching metaphysics or astrology or psychic and spiritual awareness, you will find that breathing is absolutely required, absolutely necessary. Like after the show, I'll have to go into deep breathing every day in the car on the way home to restore the vital energy which I might have lost during the show because I do reflect so much. See, so the breathing process is very important. You know, when we were children, especially if you have some of the negative astrological elements in your chart, when you're children, oftentimes you are frightened and you do get scared. And you are put in a position sometimes, like when you go to a scary movie, or when mom drags you off to the doctor, or when you're in a position where people are fighting, where you get frightened, and sometimes the instinctive response is to hold your breath. And that's the kind of thing that we take with us in our lives, you know, like during, in our lives, in everyday situations, like in relationships. If you're having an argument with a loved one, or you're having a problem in a relationship, the worst thing to do is to hold your breath or stop breathing. That's the time when you want to raise your oxygen content and increase your pranic levels. It'll overall improve your aura and make you higher and actually happier and seemingly more stable, so that you won't seem so insecure, off-centered, weak, and almost faint in front of your partner, which might not be an attractive picture to project. Now, that's why a lot of us that have intensely sensitive emotions, like the water sign people, Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces, are the type of people, literally, that get so frightened, they shut down, they stop breathing, and sometimes they breathe too shallow. You know, another thing to be aware of is your entire lung capacity. You know, and be able to take the air in all the way and fill up all the lungs all the way down to the bottom of your abdomen, not just the top of your lungs, but the bottom of your lungs, and to be able to make major use of these vital organs in your body that are so important, because so many of us abuse the lungs. We thrash the lungs, not only living in Los Angeles and breathing the smog, living with people and working with people that smoke, smoking ourselves, smoking cigars, pipes, pot, crack, whatever it is. It blows my mind, being a spiritualist, how people will take the trash, and it's like literally just dropping garbage on one of the most important parts of the entire body, that part of our body that takes in the blissful energy to allow the temple of the soul, the body, to function properly. You know, so it makes total sense that the breath and the air and the prana that we take in is so absolutely necessary and vital to protect, to preserve, to secure natural injection, reception of this energy, right? And to also ensure stable and coordinated and cooperated breath and blissful breath. And, you know, when you take in energy, when you see, sometimes we forget that the body is constantly taking in things and expelling things constantly. Not only when we go to the restroom, right, but every second when we're breathing. And if we're more aware of the energy that comes in and the energy that goes out, then you can actually control your state of being at a more higher vibration. And by doing that, your overall lifestyle and your overall attitude can improve. And then the rest of your life can take off. I have found some people to be a success just by learning how to breathe, like I did. I actually learned how to breathe, and it helped me become more of a success, because before I didn't know how to breathe. I caught myself holding my breath, stop breathing, not enough breaths, not deep enough breaths, not blissful enough breaths. You know, if you're breathing and thinking negative thoughts, then you'll be taking in negative vibrations. That's why keeping a positive attitude from yesterday's topic and the days before topic is so very, very important. And I do find that a lot of people, when they are born, for example, the breathing process is really not created in such a proper, nurturing, pampering manner. Sometimes we are, some of us born in the 40s and before, in the 50s too, were shocked awake into life. So, you know, the first breath we had was like an emotional crying breath, or one of extreme fear and agony or pain. You know, coming out of the womb into the cold world and then having somebody shock us into life. So I think that a lot of us hold our breath or forget to breathe for that reason. That's why a lot of people are into wet and dry rebirthing, because they regress themselves back to the moment of birth. They remember what happened, and somehow they can absolve that, or they can re-experience it, and by understanding it, it allows them to breathe better, breathe happier, breathe more blissful and more comfortable and more patient in a more calming state. You know, so you know, a lot of us, you know, I realize that we are oftentimes forced to go for the caffeine or the Coca-Cola or the joint or the drink or the cigarette or whatever. But oftentimes, if you take my advice and just try breathing for a while, even for 15 or 20 seconds, take some deep breaths and close your eyes and think blissful thoughts and heavenly thoughts, you'll be surprised how that might create an aura in your life that could correct an imbalance that you're experiencing. That's why it's so sad that so many millions of people on this planet are willing to run away from their problems and use artificial means to try to overcome or correct an imbalance in their life. And that way, when it doesn't work out, they need even more and even more and even more. And it does appear to get oftentimes very tragic, in case they don't have enough of this artificial substance to correct what the problem really is. You know, once you get sucked under by the quicksand, it's a tough swim back to the top. So you're best just to stay away from it all. That's why it really bugs me when I find out children are smoking cigarettes or pot, or they're drinking, or they're experimenting with cocaine or Quaaludes at 10, 12, 13 years old, whatever. because I say to myself, gosh, too bad they don't have an adult there with them just to teach them how to breathe and sit them down and have them close their eyes and teach them some basic visualization and affirmation techniques to center themselves and to create little positive, blissful fantasies in their mind. And they might find that to be more fun than lighting up the cigarette and taking in the poison and blacking out from it or whatever. You know, it's funny, when I first started smoking, my mother didn't know this, but all my friends were smoking back in 1963, so I was under a tremendous amount of peer pressure to smoke because my parents did too, and everyone was always blowing smoke in my face. So I thought, well, I want to try it. And you know, when I smoked that first cigarette, the first puff that I took was so horrid that I fainted. My mom didn't know this, but I was in my room with the door locked, and I lit the cigarette up, and last thing I remember was waking up, looking at the burnt cigarette in the ashtray. It burnt all the way down to the filter. And that was it. Well, you know, it took me one day at a time, about a week and a half, to get broken in to this poisonous habit. I don't know, you know, if some of you want to share some of your horror stories with smoking cigarettes, I'd love to hear it, because it's so wrong, right? But then I would take an ashtray and fill it with a little water, right, 15 years old, right? And that way, when I took my puff, which made me black out each time, then as I went down and fainted on the bed, I would drop the cigarette into the ashtray filled with water. And that was my first few experiences with cigarettes. I think somebody and something in the universe was telling me that this was not the way to go. I don't know how you felt, but if you ever took up smoking, you either do feel extremely lightheaded, or if you are as sensitive as I am, it can make you black out. You know, and people that smoke every day say, well, cigarettes doesn't affect you that much, but I disagree. I think your body gets used to the poison and the toxin that comes into it. But if you remember the very first few times you smoked, then you might not remember a very pleasant experience connected with that. So that just shows you how sensitive the lungs and the body and the overall psychic system is to poisons and toxins that we take into the lungs. And that's why the air and the prana, which is the God essence that exists all around us, everywhere, we're like enveloped by this big God cushion of prana in the atmosphere and in the air that we live in that is vital to our life and to our happiness and to our overall well-being. So learn to breathe, and learn to breathe blissfully. Breathe in blissfully. When you breathe, let it feel good. Let it fill every cell in your body. Let it heal you. Let it relax you, and let it calm you. When you breathe in, breathe in as deep as you can and practice breathing. And when you let out all that stress and negativity and worry and pain from anywhere in your body, let it out. Let the air and the prana heal you and guide you and balance you, and let the negative energy, the wastefulness, come out. And I'll think you call me in a day or two on the air and say, Farley, breathing bliss works. I needed to hear that topic. This is the first time I've ever done this topic in 5 years on KFOX, so I decided to do something new today, because I'm sure somebody out there must need it. Maybe somebody out there is not breathing.